And I don't blame you, and I'll take care of that in just a few minutes. We've been hearing magnificent things here for the last half an hour, things that won't come from just any one of us. And I turned in one day to get that Channel 39 of when they got the legislators voting and talking, and a senator gets up and says, "I yield my time, sir, to somebody else." And they go on through that. Well, we're going to see if we can't do that in just about 5 or 10 minutes. And, brother, you be ready, because I think we're going to want to hear something. Did he go out? Did he leave? Somebody? No. There you. Brother Robinson, you get ready, okay? What I want to do, though, I was asked, the title of my speech is really Out of Order. And if it wasn't that, it's Over the Hill. You can take either one of those if you want to. And I really think the committee put me on because they wanted a local brother. You know, we use that a whole lot, a local brother. Well, I'm a local brother, so they were going to let me say a few words. And I was to talk a little bit about what happened in North Carolina in the assemblies way back in a great day in the early 40s and 50s. And it was magnificent, but it certainly doesn't have all of the value and the quality for this group that I think what we've been hearing would. But I would like to have time to do something. I did a lot of research, and I had some brethren in the various states help me, because we are the southeastern states. It's not just North Carolina. We're meeting in North Carolina, and we started the conference in North Carolina. Brother Welcome Detweiler was the instigator of that and had a lot to do with it. And the other men, Lester Wilson and Harold McKay and John Bramhall, and all of them were into it. And so it was really great. But what I want to do is see where the assemblies are today. I don't know how many of you have the little assembly directory in your home. If you don't, you should get it. It lists all the assemblies, where they are, in all of the states. And I've made up some maps here that I'm going to take just a few minutes, and then I sincerely want to yield my time to our brother Rob Lindstedt. I think it'll be far more helpful to us if we do that. So if this light's on and I can do this, I'm going to start with North Carolina, because that's the one that I would have really talked about the most. The red dots are those assemblies that have been in operation for more than 50 years. Jubilee time for a lot of them. The red ones have been in operation for over 50 years. The green ones are the assemblies that have started since this conference started in 1952. The yellow ones way up there represents the camp. And believe me, brothers and sisters, camp work is extremely important. We see more souls saved in camp than we do in all of our assemblies in North Carolina in a year's time. But that's the truth. And Bible school is the same way. There's a blue dot there, and that represents my good friend Dave Dewhurst back here and the Pittsburgh Retirement Home. Pittsburgh Christian Village. Got it? And so you can see that. And I'll tell you, about 6 or 7 of those assemblies came about in a matter of about 7 or 8 years through an evangelist, Brother Lester Wilson, and then Mr. McKay came in and followed him up, and then others like Welcome Detweiler, Ernie Gross was involved in several of these. And it does make an interesting history, but it's just history, and that part of it's all over. Now let me see if I can put these. You take that one off for me, brother. Now this one is Florida. That's Florida. And just look at that. We had 31 in North Carolina. We have 31. This is Florida. Look at that. Remember the red ones? 50 years or more. The green ones are in operation now. Look how many have come along in this last 50 years. And then, of course, they have a camp down here at Horizon. And they also have a retirement home there somewhere. I think that's Ross Group, I believe it is. Just take a look at it quickly and just see what God has done. I guess they have more assemblies than any other of our 11 southeastern states. Okay? All right, thank you. And this is Georgia. Georgia comes in behind, and I talked with a lot of people down there and got some information. It'd be wonderful to hear about how it was businessmen, Virgil Hollingsworth, and then Lyndon Sheridan, and people like Gene Hollingsworth, and a lot of others that got those meetings going. Augusta was the first meeting in Georgia, and then the others began to come in, and there's a camp up there as well. I don't think they have a retirement home in Georgia right now. There's a camp over here. And God is doing things in Augusta, so pray for them. There should be some more assemblies started there just any time. But God's really blessing our southeastern states. Some are more than others. This is Virginia. Wait a minute. Okay. There you go. Virginia. Let me get out of the way so you folks over here can see. Okay. Daniel, do you see yourself there? Okay. We'll be sure. These all came from that directory that has all the assemblies in it. Some of them might be a mistake. There may be some new assemblies today that we don't have. There could be one or two that are not in operation today, too, that have been or listed in the book. But you can see
see there, there's the two camps there going really great for God. And Newport News started, listen to this, you practice group. Newport News Assembly got started originally by somebody putting a tract under a Jew's furniture store. And Mr. Miller, he got saved. And from that, the assembly eventually was started in Newport News. And of course, the rest of them have come on since that time. But it was remarkable how that tract was used to bring that man to Christ. Okay? South Carolina. I had several people that I knew in each of these states and call them to get some of this research, and I appreciate all of them. I can't mention all of them right now, but they were very helpful to me in trying to put this together. It was just going to be a wind-up of my talk about North Carolina, but I feel this is more important. That's South Carolina, and again, I don't know that they have a camp. Don't they have a camp? Camp Hope in Georgia. Yeah, here it is. There is down in Charleston. There is one down in Charleston, camp. And the green ones are now in operation. The red ones have been in operation for over 50 years. Wonderful. And let's pray for these states that God will send somebody in there like he did. Lester Wilson and McKay and others that came to North Carolina and really preached the gospel and saw many souls saved. Let's see what we have in Tennessee. John Phelan helped me very much with this. And I think it's about as accurate as I get it. Had a wonderful camp there and a wonderful summer conference. And those are the various assemblies that are there. Some of those were about 50 years. We need to be doing something now, little brethren, don't we? Alabama, another one of our states. Okay? Montgomery, Birmingham, Anderson, and I forget the name of the little city over there, but they've got one there. It's great. Okay? All right? West Virginia, we have some folks here from West Virginia. Pray for Herman Lund. Sorry he wasn't able to come. He's not well. But there in West Virginia, they have a camp and they have all these. I don't believe that they have an assembly that is over 50 years old. You brothers maybe can straighten me out on that. But I couldn't get that information if it's there. But there it is in those towns. West Virginia. Okay? Louisiana. Another southern state. Brother Vernon Sleet had a lot to do with the work down there early. And they're going home today. That was in New Orleans. And then you have Lafayette, and you have another town on the San Monroe, and Slidell, and I think God's ready to do a bigger work there in Louisiana now than it has been done. But we praise God for each of those assemblies. Then Kentucky, Harold Preston is here, can tell you more about it than I can. I may not have all the towns there, but Lexington, Louisville, Owensboro, and Harold was the one more town that has an assembly?
Yes, but it's south of
Southeast of Louisville. Okay. Okay. Hope it up. There we are. Mississippi. Sometimes you don't think of what's going on down in Mississippi, but there are some meetings there. But brethren, we need to pray for some of these states that God will start and get some evangelists in there and get some more work done and get some more assemblies started. I just thought you might like to see just how God is working and how he yet can work if we just pray hard enough that he will. And it's a real joy to be here. I love all the assemblies. I wish I could get excited and have been in all of these states like I was in North Carolina when things really started there. But it was great. We honestly did have 30 and 40 saved in a week in those meetings. We don't see that anymore. I mean, it was just great to see people under conviction and coming up and letting us counsel with them. Brother Wilson baptized 47 people in one day in Burlington. 40. I think he was wet and tired, and some of them nearly got drowned by the time he got all 47 of them down and under there. But he actually did, and that was confirmed in a newspaper. It was a great thing. He started in a warehouse down there after Mordecai Hamm had been there. And he went on preaching, and Burlington's going on, and most of these assemblies are going on for the Lord today. So now let's bring Rob Linstead back up and see if we can hear some more of these exciting prophetic things until our break, which will be at 3:15, Brother Linstead. Okay?
All right. Now, I sorted through some things. These are just the important things I'm going to tell you about. The unimportant things I didn't bring up here. If you were an Antichrist, and let me just pause here. I don't think the devil knows when Jesus is coming.